This is Passport to Texas. Higher rainfall averages in the panhandle bode well for pheasant hunters this season.
This year I've actually seen clutches July and August. The past several years I hadn't seen any babies at all.
Todd Montandon, a biologist based in Canyon, says the area's seen successful hatches 3 years in a row. Even so, pheasant continue to play a game of catch-up after years of drought.
The drought really did a number to pheasants. 2011 through probably 2013, there just weren't good nesting conditions at all. There wasn't any cover. There wasn't any water on the landscape. Very little insect production. So those nests that were successful, the chicks just didn't make it to adulthood because they couldn't find enough food.
Despite the lower numbers of the game bird, Montandon says there are enough adults on the ground for a successful hunt if you know where to go.
Typically, we're probably going to see the best numbers up around the Dalhart, Perryton, Stratford, Groover areas. The Hereford area also holds quite a few birds, and I've seen some hatchlings over there this year. And then as you get down around Tule and Plainview, it kind of starts tapering off.
Pheasant season runs December 3rd through January 1st. Find more information on the Parks and Wildlife website. The Wildlife Restoration Program supports our series. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.